Today we have a double blessing. We have the first Friday in the month of October, a day in which we honor and make reparation to the most sacred heart of Jesus for all the sins that we and all of mankind have committed against him. In particular, the sin of disobedience, of infidelity, of disloyalty, of impurity, and so forth, one after the other, blasphemy, sacrilege. We can add and continue forever with all the sins that mankind prefers upon the most loving, the most humble, and sacred heart of Jesus. In addition, of course, today we celebrate one who followed the heart of Jesus, who loved him all the days of her life, with every bit of her heart, with every breath that she took, with every thing that she ever did. Of course, I'm speaking about the one who adorns our shrine, Saint Thérèse de Lisieux, Saint Thérèse de l'Enfant Jésus et de la Sainte Fosse, the Teresa of the Infant Jesus and of the Holy Face. And of course, since very young in her life, she experienced the cross. Her mother died, and then the sister that was in charge of her, to whom she had grown very close, like to a mother, she followed the call of Christ and entered the Carmel at Lisieux. And then one after the other, most of them left. All of the sisters, except one, became Carmelites. One sister, whose cause for canonization is now open and in progress, she became a visitation nun. So today, too, is a feast dear to the order of the visitation. In the meantime, she entered and she underwent all kinds of trials. And if we have to undergo trials, we are not alone. The saints are with us, and they have preceded us. And Saint Thérèse most definitely preceded us in the sufferings of her spiritual life, which, of course, you can read partially, not all of it, in her story of the soul that I recommend very highly for you to read. It's only about 100 pages. You should be able to read it in a day. I remember telling somebody to read it a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, and it took her a whole year. God have mercy on us. You know, I really don't understand people. But anyway, and I can tolerate anything, but I cannot tolerate stupidity. That's that. It's said and done. The story of a soul tells us exactly that. The story of her journey to Christ and the journey into Carmel. And there she had many, many charges. Young as she was only 23, 24 when she died in 1897. She was made sacristan. That meant that even though she had to wear gloves, as we also do it, except the priests, she was in charge of the sacred vessels, of the hosts. And there's a beautiful picture of her, not painting, a picture of her with little pincers putting the hosts into the ciborium that the priest was to consecrate. That's how much devotion she had to Jesus and the Eucharist. And nowadays, it's all being thrown around like if it was nothing. So we need to pray to her to give us the strength to make reparation to the Eucharist. She also was made mistress of novices. She who herself was barely older than a novice, but they learned tremendously from her. And there would be her students that would live well into the middle of the 20th century that remembered her personally. What a blessing that is. And then, of course, the illness. Of course, she lost her mother young, then her father, Saint Louis Martin, her mother is Saint Zélie Martin. He was to die, and she was to help him. They would bring him to the Carmel where she would visit with him at the locatory and there instruct him. But of course, by this time, he was so weak. Not long after that, and it was the visitation nun that would take care of him before she entered the convent herself. All the other sisters were in the Carmel. They could not go out. They could not even see your face. They covered their faces with a veil. Nowadays, they don't do that. I wish they would go back to that. But they covered their face with a veil so that you only barely saw their semblance. And then, of course, she entered the visitation. She thought she was too old, and she was not worthy to be like her sisters, a Carmelite. So finally, on September the 30th of 1897, St. Therese died after much suffering, tuberculosis, horrible, horrible tuberculosis, the disease of the 19th century that killed oh so many saints. And she was canonized by Pope Pius XI of happy memory in the year 1925, during the Holy Year. So 100 years ago, she was canonized. And eventually, because of her love for souls, she was made patroness of the missions, along with St. Francis Xavier. So today, we honor this great saint of the Church. And then, of course, in this century, the Holy Father proclaimed her a doctor of the Church. Now, she never went to university or anything, but yet she knew more about the spiritual life than most theologians do, because she knew it from experience and from the following of Christ with a very, very heavy cross on her back. That is the perfect doctorate of any kind, especially of theology. May she help us, bless us, and protect us, and all those who love her dearly. She promised, even while she was alive, and you would think, oh, how, what pride, what oomph she had, I will spend my heaven casting down graces upon you like roses. That's why she's known as the little flower. That's why she is depicted with roses. But she knew, with all humility, that she would be in heaven. Not too many people know that. And so we pray to her to cast those roses upon us and help us in every which way to follow Christ as she followed Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.